Okay, what's up, guys? This is step number 16 in the 25 steps of building a successful brand, and it's one of my favorites. It's being authentic. It's being your authentic self. Your personal brand, especially your personal brand, like literally who you are as a person. Lately I've been like my complete self, like everything you guys seen and like what I've built is like I'm literally I keep it real. You know what I'm saying? I don't lie about anything. I literally just am myself. Either you like it or you don't. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to please anybody. The only person I wish to please is myself. And if like I want who I am to attract the right people into my life, to attract the right customers, to attract the right supporters in my life, I'm not going to be something I'm not in order to create a facade or a false image of myself to attract people I don't even like. You know what I'm saying? Those are people that are, if they do come, if I put on this facade of something else, I'm going to attract those type of people in my life, and that's not even who I am, so I'm not even going to like those people. So I'd rather be who I am and be my authentic self and let you guys know exactly where I'm going and what I'm trying to do, show you the struggles, tell you about my struggles, tell you, keep it all the way 100, you know what I'm saying?
And 100,
like for real. And you will attract the right people into your life. You will attract the right customers to your brand. You will attract the right community to yourself, more importantly. And there's so much value in being you. I love being me, like more than anything. And if people rock with it, dope. If you don't, dope. I don't ever take personal problems personal, and that's something we know. When you are truly self-aware of who you are and what you want and where you're going, you don't let personal problems, people's purpose personal, you don't take them personal, is what I'm trying to say. That there's something going on in their life, they feel some type of way. As long as you're promoting positivity, you're being genuine, you're being a good person to people. And if people are hating, that's like, that's something going on in their life that's a deeper struggle or a deeper issue.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, don't make other people's problems your problems.
Yeah, don't ever make other people's problems your problems and just be you.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, for me, and I have kind of like a little bit different perspective. Like, mm-hmm. Yes, be you mm-hmm. all the time, mm-hmm. for sure. But, like, let me figure out the right way to say this. It's like, there's also there's a right way of being in different scenarios.
Facts.
And understand how 100%. To be what you need to be in the scenarios. Not changing yourself.
Yes.
But, like, if you don't know how to curse, I mean, like, if you curse, there's times where you don't want to curse. Right. Like, don't curse. That's just, like, the something that I could think of.
Facts, right.
Right? But, like, I'm not saying, like, hey, don't. Yeah. No, either you do or you don't, right?
100%.
But know how to, and to rock a box for this more, like, dude has tattoos and this and mm-hmm. that. It doesn't affect anything, whatever it is, but, mm-hmm. like, he knows how to present himself. Mm-hmm. To when he needs to present himself to people, always understanding that, like, hey, mm-hmm. it goes to your brand image, which is another step that we're gonna talk about.
Mm-hmm.
But like being authentic is just being genuine, like understanding like this is me, this is who I am, and I'm always gonna be the same person everywhere I go, like, your personality.
Right.
And understand too that like authenticity is understand that it's a process,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to become different people.
Yes.
Depending at what point in your life you are.
Absolutely. So
because I was a rebellious kid, mm-hmm. when I was in middle school and high school and stuff, and fuck you, fuck everybody, whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like now I've gotten to this point where like my mom's even told me like, damn, I would never think in my life that you would be the person that you are today.
Right.
Like for mom to tell you that, it's like, wow, that's crazy. But it's like I'm being authentic to the person who I am now.
Right.
5 years ago, and you could have been the sneaky car salesman,
yeah.
or this and that. Like, that's who you were then. But, like, always try to keep progressing and understand that, like, maybe you were some person yesterday, mm-hmm. and you're a different person today. But make sure that it's a better person and let people know that you are who you are today.
No, I mean, I couldn't agree more. Just to piggyback off of what, you were saying, it's like there's a time and a place for everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You can still be yourself, but you got to know when, being yourself is too much, you know what I'm saying? And it's too little, I was blessed. I grew up in the suburbs, my parents made a good amount of money. So I've learned to be to adjust to my different settings. And it's not about being fake. It's about being myself, but being myself in a way that caters to my setting. You know what I mean? I just like I said, he said I'm tattooed up, but once people hear me talk, they're like, okay, he's actually pretty smart. He understands he can have an articulate conversation with me, this and this and that and the other, but I'm still my, smiley, go lucky self. You know what I mean? So it's just, again, there's a time and a place for different things. You got to know when that time and place is.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, yeah. Just using your intelligence to know what to play off. So we're going to talk more in depth about this, like, develop it in the next video. But, like, that's it for this video. Again, if you guys have any questions, let us know. And see you guys in the next video.